our school of thinking differs from others. NRIs, of course, I charge. For others, I don't charge. If a husband is talking for them, I will tell I to talk to your wife. I talk to both the parties free of cost. And afterward, I ask them, what do you expect from me? They have to give an email. Once the email comes, then only I talk about my fees. Until then, free of cost. So for every session, second protocol you follow, every homework for every session. No homework, no counseling. This is the eligibility criteria. And they have to come with a V meeting diary. Adnan's wife has to come with a V meeting diary. My team will ask at the reception itself, meeting diary kondadingla. Ama. Then only, otherwise, please go get the diary. Third is I use psychometric tools, particularly Enneagram, very powerful tool in diagnosing very precisely. And the fourth one is we use a lot of video assignments, book assignments, because now education has stopped. So unless you re-educate yourself, you update yourself, you will not be in a position to work. Then afterward, depending upon the case, we also select certain role models. They have to go and talk to some senior couples, two from our side, two from their side. They have to make a script, like doing like a project work. What we do is more than counseling, we are focusing on mentoring. It is like a mother taking care of a child. So these are the basic protocols. You can see that being reflected in all of us. Let me tell you a small story of a 9-year-old boy. And he hails from Tamil Nadu. He was in North. Oramma, Orappa. Appa, and then getting now, the father used to had his own way of helping his own brothers and sister at the cost of his wife. So lot of misunderstanding between this lady and her husband. And the lady at the 9-year-old boy, one day she told, come, we'll go to God. Your father is torturing us a lot. We'll go to God. The boy, 9-year-old boy, likes his mother. He told, okay, we'll go to God. He thought as if he was going to a park. So every night the story was there, but never she called for going to God. But one day around 7:30, she told, come, your father is torturing, we'll go to God. This boy also went. She went to Hanumanji temple. There a small well was there. She pushed the boy inside. And the boy was telling, what is that you are asking me to come to God and you are pushing me in the water? No, no, there is a shortcut from here. And we'll go from here. Then she holds the nostril of the boy and her own nostril. And he was pressing and the boy started clapping and splashing hands, crying, shouting. And the whole village, the whole temple came. And the temple pujari took all of them and he started giving a counseling. The boy was asked one question. Hello.
Ivanda. Iva.
Hello. Shall I continue?
Yes, sir.
Shall I continue?
Yes, please, sir.
The boy was asked, will this bad name increase or decrease if you commit suicide? The boy told, it will increase. Do you want that? The boy told, no, I don't want bad name for my mother. Then you don't commit suicide. And you have to educate your mother and father. And the boy told, okay, I will educate. So that is small boy is the person at that time. He did not think that he will become an engineer, he will become a PhD, he will become a doctor. The same boy is nothing but now in front of you, he is giving you the webinar. My mother has suffered so much. She has cried so much. That pain is still there in me. So I am helping a prospective mother and a prospective father. And the missionary is in to help around 1 million couples. So because of this only I am there, but as such I am retired from a company and I am here well-versed, earning a lot, but only because of this pain. I always tell, I have given, my mother has cried so much for everybody on the earth. I don't want my mother to cry, anybody else. So any girl, any mother is a prospective mother and father for me. So I am helping them out. That is my mission to 1 million young couples, the knowledge of whatever I had. And this 1 million I cannot achieve on my own. I want support from all of you. That passion only makes me to do something else. At 64, I don't call I'm 64. I'm 34. I'm the same story I've been telling for the last 30 years. Charming, I'm passionate. Yes, I received around 20% of my mission. I had a bigger plan. I want you to help me out. So I'll go to the next scene. I hope you're all able to hear me.